Good morning, Leslie Ann and Big Chuck with you.
Hi, Leslie Ann. How's things?
Good.
Good. What you got?
You look like you have something on your mind.
Well, I do. I do. It's a water cooler time, and I saw this article about the Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers, I think that's the name of it, circus, and how it ended.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, what happened to circuses?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like when I was, I think what happened is the political correct wave.
I think the treatment of, the ethical treatment of animals has had a huge impact
on
circuses.
And as we get older, they seem to be less charming. A circus seems to be less charming. I remember when I was a kid, there was nothing better you could do than take me, when I was seven, take me to a circus, and you'd never get me out of there. In fact, I wanted to run away and be in the circus and all of that. You know, everybody did. It was wonderful. And then you just kind of got away from it because you're a teenager. I was a teenager in the 60s. Who wants to go to a circus? Nobody.
Right.
And then I had little kids, and I took them to the circus.
I've taken my kids to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
And at that point, as I'm an adult with my little kids, they were squealing with delight, and it was not as entertaining. It was still entertaining, but not as entertaining as when I was their age. Then, as you get older, I find there was just nothing charming about a circus anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think our perspective changes. And I do think, for me, you know, big difference between watching it as a kid and an adult. For me, I was informed about how they often treat the animals, and not so great. And I just don't like the idea of them forcing animals that are supposed to be wild animals doing these tricks.
Well,
I just didn't like that. There's
like four parts to me, even as an adult, there's four parts to a circus.
Clowns.
Well, yeah, one is the funny stuff, the clowns.
Yeah.
What happened to clowns over the years?
I don't know.
When did they become creepy?
Yeah, they've gotten creepy.
I loved clowns.
I think they're fun in the right context.
Anyway, so you're right. To me, there's four parts to any circus. The one part is to go into a circus. The one part is the funny. It's the clowns. It's throwing the bucket of confetti on the crowd.
Right.
And everybody, you know, that's all funny. Two is the tent, the popcorn, the soda, the band, the brass band, just the general fun atmosphere.
Right.
Three, to me, it was the most important part. As an adult, it was the most important part. And that is the human activity.
Oh, the acrobats.
The tightrope wire, the acrobats.
Absolutely.
The spinning by the hair, the motorcycle guys, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then last would be the animals. And I remember thinking, you know, when I had my little kids in my lap, they're all grown and gone now. And I remember thinking, as the elephant came out and got on top of a giant ball, I'm thinking, I wonder what his hips feel like. He wasn't meant to do that.
Yeah.
To see gigantic bears dancing with dresses on.
Yeah. That part always turned me off.
I always think, boy, that's got to hurt their knees. So anyway, the circus is gone.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
It kind of isn't.
Think of Cirque du Soleil. I just think circuses are, and look how popular that has. There's no animals.
All right.
I think that's the thing that people want to see is the acrobats.
Yeah.
I personally, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I love to see what they can do.
Yeah, I loved it too. Guy getting shot out of the cannon.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love that?
Loved it. But, you know, when you get 50 French poodles dancing on their back legs, all I can think about is it's gotta hurt their hips.
Yes.
You know, so yeah. I don't know, circuses who would ever have thought that a circus would be a nostalgic, sentimental touchstone
right.
of our past and would be gone.
Yeah,
little circuses now maybe, but the Ringling Brothers gone.
I think it's definitely fading away.
It's just, I want to say it's too bad, and I don't want to say it's too bad. You know, our kids will find other things, but
right.
Boy, you get that the great Stromboni climbing into a cannon with a with a Speedo and a red cape on, and it was the greatest entertainment you could watch when you were 10.
Yeah, I agree. It's fun
stuff.
And
I wanted to be the great Stromboni.
I'm sure you did.
I tried it a couple of times at the house. It didn't work. But The speedo didn't work at all. All right. All right. Well, bye-bye, circuses. All right, let's go back to work.